I'm Robert Reese of The CEO Show. Welcome to this edition of Inside the Brand. Inside the Brand is a weekly show where you meet the brains behind some of the world's most recognizable brands. Our sponsor for Inside the Brand is Euro RSCG, the world's fifth largest global agency network specializing in integrated marketing and advertising. My co-host for Inside the Brand is Dennis Trajanos of the Trajanos Group, an executive search and consulting firm specializing in recruitment of senior-level executives in the marketing and communications arena. Now, let's welcome our guest. Hi, this is Robert Reese, and we're on Inside the Brand with Shelley Kalfas. How are you, Shelley?
I'm great, Robert. Thanks.
And Shelley is the Senior Vice President of Strategic Marketing for Sodexo Healthcare. Sodexo is one of the most fascinating companies. You may not have heard of the name, but they have 65,000 employees. Talk about what the business model is.
Well, Sodexo Healthcare is the largest client segment of Sodexo North America. And for us, that includes over 1,700 clients in hospitals and senior living retirement communities. And we really consider ourselves to be in the business of improving the quality of life of people. So in a hospital setting, that would include helping client businesses operate more effectively. We tend to manage non-medical services like food and housekeeping and facilities management so that hospitals can then focus on their core business, which is medical services.
And what's fascinating to me is that while you work with the non-clinical, non-medical services, you impact the actual metrics in terms of customer engagement, HCAHPS scores, Press Ganey. Talk about how you do that.
Well, there's no shortage of research that shows that an engaged employee impacts customer satisfaction and loyalty. So we focus on employee engagement and have had great success in doing that. We achieve that. We have a program that we call CARES Training, and CARES is an acronym that we have that stands for Compassion, Accountability, Respect, Enthusiasm, and Service. And so we hire employees based on their ability to empathize with the patient, and then we train them continuously in how those CARES behaviors can help improve people's lives.
And what's fascinating is, yes, you have been cited as the number one and number two best company in all of American diversity, but I want to talk about actual case studies of customer experience. But first, I do want to tell you, we just experienced this. My general manager was in the hospital at Stanford, and it was Sodexo food. This was just recently. And not only did I get to choose my own food as a guest, anytime, like a real restaurant menu, but the people were so real and the food was absolutely fantastic. So just talk about what the whole customer experience is, and then I want to ask you to give an example of what that CARES customer experience is, because I have to tell you, it's something really remarkable.
Well, I'm glad he had a good experience, and really what we try to do is make a difference in how the patient perceives the care and concern that they receive, because that really drives their satisfaction and loyalty to the hospital experience. Let me give you an example of someone that I'll always remember, and this actually happened in a cafeteria setting. There was a cashier, someone who normally is not on a patient floor, and she noticed that day after day, family members were coming to eat their lunch in the cafeteria, and she noticed that they, from talking with them, noticed that they had been staying in a local hotel, so they weren't from the area. And this patient was in the hospital for a long time, and what she offered to the family members was to take some things that they may need to get laundered, and she took them home, laundered them, and brought them back so that they could have clean clothes, be comfortable while they were there staying with their family member, and it made all the difference. Now, that was a cafeteria worker who works as a cashier, doesn't have normal day-to-day contact with patients, but she was able to impact the loved ones of that patient and hopefully make a better experience for them.
How do you get someone like that through the hiring process? How do you train them?
Well, one of the things that we do, in addition to the training, we have weekly reinforcement with our what we call our huddles. So every week, every Monday, our account managers get a weekly communication, and we use that communication as a guide for a stand-up staff meeting that reinforces CARES behaviors. So this happens at every client site every week. We tell stories about how employees have demonstrated those behaviors, and we also have a way of collecting those stories. We've created a database so anyone can submit a story about something that happened that demonstrated those CARES behaviors. And 3,000, that's how many employee stories we get every year with examples tied to those behaviors. And then we recognize and honor the best examples at our annual meeting.
This is Robert Rees on Inside the Brand, where we interview the brains behind the brand. It's brought to you by Euro RSCG and listen to on Business Talk Radio Network as a syndicator. We're speaking today with Shelley Kalfas, who's the Senior Vice President of Strategic Marketing for Sodexo Healthcare. And you're talking about the data. I understand that you actually touch 10 million customers every day. How do you capture the data, and what do you use with the data? And I think all of our marketers listening in would want to know that.
Well, we have a variety of ways of collecting the data. One of the things that we are working on globally, and we're in 80 countries, so one of the things that we're working on globally is collecting a consistent data set so that we understand what is driving consumer behavior and what their needs are. We've conducted some research to understand the needs of a consumer when they're in a hospital setting, in a retirement home, in a corporate business site, anywhere where we're providing services. And so we then take that information from consumer insights, and what we're doing with that is applying that to predictive models that help us to provide meaningful solutions at client sites.
That's very interesting. I'd like to ask you about healthcare from a broader sense. How do you see healthcare changing?
Well, I've worked in healthcare for over 30 years, and while the focus of healthcare has changed, sometimes focusing on patient satisfaction and sometimes focusing on reducing costs, we know it's a mistake to focus on one or the other. We need to do both. And so the industry needs to improve quality at a lower cost, and Sodexo has the experience to achieve that goal. But healthcare is also changing in another very fundamental way. Healthcare has focused on treating illness, and now we need to focus on promoting health and wellness. We really know that the services we provide have an impact on the health and wellness of individuals. We started as a food company, so we have a great deal of expertise in providing healthy foods. We're the largest employer of dietitians in the country, and what we want to do is leverage that expertise to drive health and wellness solutions for our clients and the consumers that work in those settings.
Well, that's an inspirational note. We have about a minute left. Quick final question. You've been deeply involved in strategic marketing as Senior Vice President for Sodexo Healthcare. What are the two or three most important things for successful marketing?
Well, Sodexo, like all organizations, needs to drive growth for the organization. So I think for us, what that means is focusing on creating offers that understand consumer needs and then translating that into driving solutions for clients, sometimes before those needs become apparent to our clients. In healthcare, we used to think that there was a difference between a patient and a consumer, and really a patient is just a consumer in a bed. So those consumer needs don't go away just because they happen to be sick, and we're trying to understand what drives those needs and how we can help just make that a better day for that patient.
Well, Shelley, great having you on Inside the Brand.
Thanks, Robert.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Inside the Brand. Here's this week's Marketing Minute, brought to you by Clive McLean, CEO of Euro RSCG Discovery.
Back in the 90s, online shopping disrupted the market. Now another sea change is coming, the promise of the mobile wallet. Welcome to the Marketing Minute. It's more than just a new way to pay. It's the new battleground to own the customer interface. Think about the impact of having all your credit and debit cards, loyalty cards, and special offers tailor-made to your individual tastes, in one place. It's a marketer's dream, delivering intensely valuable, detailed customer information served up with each purchase in real time. At Euro RSCG Discovery, we can show you how retailers like Target, Gap, Sonic, and more have already begun to innovate in this space. And we'll show you how to use this data to identify customer preferences and influence sales before, during, and after payment. To claim your share of the mobile wallet, go to www.insightedblog.com. I'm Clive McLean, President of Euro RSCG Discovery, and that's your Marketing Minute.